If you haven't had a chance to review a program that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin launched earlier this year to try to make sure that kids and teachers were not getting so frazzled with all this virtual world learning, but keeping the energy level up and incorporating more information about our dairy industry, our hardworking dairy farm families, then you need to take a look at their Adopt a Cow program, and maybe they should change that up and call it Adopt a Calf. They reached out to classrooms across the state of Wisconsin from about November to this spring and basically offered teachers an opportunity for their kids to follow a calf. And one of the gals that got herself into this, there were only 10 calves that were used, is from Synergy Dairy up by Pulaski, and that's Heather Jokey. Now, first of all, which calf was yours? What was the name of your calf?
So we had three calves that were adopted by several different classrooms this year. One was named Charlemagne, and Charlemagne is a red and white Holstein. And then we had a Jersey calf named Saruji. And finally, we had a black and white Holstein calf named Dorito.
I've seen the picture of Dorito. Now, how did you get involved with this new adopt-a-calf idea? When did you start getting approached, or did you approach them?
So we saw a posting about the program in September of last year, and our oldest son, Evan, is in FFA and is 17, and I thought it would be kind of a cool FFA project for him to do with me. So we responded to the inquiry from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and things just rolled from there.
Excellent. So now here you are. You got involved in the project. How difficult was it to, I mean, not selecting calves, that's not necessarily that difficult, but how difficult was it then to start the engagement process, Heather, with those classrooms, with those kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. The program is being done locally through Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, but the national organization of it is through the Center for Dairy Excellence, and they've been running a similar program in Pennsylvania for several years. So the platform behind the classroom communications and what's included with the updates, that was all pretty well solidified already. So we just supplied information on our individual calves, took some pictures, did some video. But basically, we supplied the raw information, and they took care of supplying all of that information to the classrooms.
Now, did you have any idea how many classrooms or how many kids you were actually targeting with Dorito, Charlemagne, and Saroji?
Well, that's another good question. So when we originally signed up, we thought it would be a few classrooms. And then we had kind of our initiation meeting with Brittany Schneider from the Center for Dairy Excellence, and she informed us that day that they had over 70,000 classrooms nationwide signed up. And, I think we were a little overwhelmed at that point and a little nervous about, doing a good job of representing the industry.
Did Charlemagne, Saruji, and Dorito act any different when they found out they were social media stars?
Yeah, not really, no. No, they've just kind of gone about their daily business.
Yeah, well, you make a good point, though. Heather Jokey's along with us from Synergy Dairy up by Pulaski, one of the families that got involved volunteering some calves for an educational experiment, Adopt a Calf, with schools in Wisconsin, and now, as she points out, across the countryside. The point was you wanted to share the growth experience with those kids, but you were telling me the automatic engagement, curiosity from the kids and even the teachers is actually a little overwhelming.
It's a lot of fun, and it's really rewarding. We've done a lot of live tours with kids on our farm over the years, and those are always like the most enjoyable days. But it seems like as schools struggle for funding, and certainly with everything needing to go virtual over the past year, those opportunities are few and far between. So the fact that we could try to share some of those experiences virtually was really exciting to us, and It's still better to always have kids in person, but we've still been able to have some really great conversations and interactions with those classrooms.
Now, I'm going to guess that a lot of people would be satisfied just watching a calf in its pan, you know, frisky or whatever, or watch a calf take a bottle. What did you and Evan want to try to get across when it came to the pictures, the videos that you shared with those classrooms, Heather?
So we wanted to share some connections with kids and relate where their food is coming from back to the farm, but also just putting faces with farmers, you know, identifying a farmer and seeing a face that, yes, this 17-year-old young man is a farmer and his mom is a farmer. Those are kind of some of the connections that we were hoping to make. And as far as lessons go, just that calves, the vast majority of dairy cows and dairy calves are really well taken care of, and it's in our best interest that they're well taken care of. And we really have a passion for doing that, that we follow every day.
Now, you've got to tell them, Heather, about the reaction. It's not just been about social, I mean, and it's been building. It's not just about an email here or there. I mean, you were telling me that people, classrooms, teachers have reached out through your farm's Facebook page, and you've been keeping the postman busy too.
Yeah, so our address, farm address, was shared with some of the classrooms. They were able to send us handmade cards and letters from the kids in the classrooms, which were a lot of fun to receive. Just watching how some of the teachers have incorporated this into their classrooms. A lot of the classrooms have pictures of the calves, big laminated pictures hanging up in their classrooms. Some of them have made it part of their virtual lessons every day. One really meaningful email that we received was from a special needs teacher that had incorporated basically Charlemagne into everyday lessons for the kids in that classroom, and them and her communicating the amount of joy that it brought to her students. It's been really rewarding.
That's excellent. Now, tell them there was also, because of the volume of response from kids, classrooms, teachers, they actually created a portal. Were you surprised by the amount of interaction? I mean, sending handwritten cards is one thing, but when people have an opportunity to punch out a message on social media, you said that was like crazy overwhelming.
Yeah, so we initially intended to respond personally to each one of those messages, and it's proven to be a lot more than what we anticipated. So hopefully we're still able to work through that. But just the individual questions and thoughts that you get from these students and different perspectives. And, you know, several of the classrooms are in inner city Milwaukee, and just without any dairy background at all or agriculture background in general, just getting to experience what kinds of thoughts and questions are coming from those students has been very eye-opening.
I bet. If you're just joining us, this is Heather Jokey. She's one of the Wisconsin dairy farm families that volunteered to be involved in this kind of Adopt a Calf program through Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They put three calves that they had kind of into the lineup, shall we say, at Synergy Family Dairy in Pulaski. And this is where we have generated all this interest. And it's not done yet, Heather, yet to come, an actual virtual interaction with all these kids. Tell me what's coming up.
Yeah, so on April 27th, we will have a one-hour virtual tour of our farm live with all the classrooms that are able to tune in. And actually, I think just about anybody can find that link and watch watch for that tour that day. So we're trying to figure out, you know, what will be the most meaningful information and to fit into that hour. And then also all those students will be able to ask questions live of us that day.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like herding cats, but I'll be tuned in on April 27th. The bottom line, Heather, would you and Evan do it again?
Absolutely, we'll do it again. I think we've learned a lot this year, and we're hoping that we can do it even better next year.
Man, it has been a success. In credit to our Wisconsin dairy farm families, like Heather Jokey, her son Evan, and Synergy Family Dairy in Pulaski, who have been doing this since November, trying to engage with kids from kindergarten through eighth grade, really in Wisconsin, but across the United States, with their Adopt-A-Calf program through Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Remember to keep an eye out for that virtual farm tour that Heather was talking about coming up on April 27th.